For what a man sows, that shall he reap. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Even though today liturgically is the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, today is also the feast of the Holy Name of Mary. And we venerate the name of Mary because it belongs to her who is the Mother of God, the holiest of creatures, the Queen of Heaven, the Mother of Mercy, and the feast commemorates all the privileges given to Mary by God and all the graces we have received through her intercession and mediation. This feast was instituted in 1513 in Spain, and the date of the feast was changed several times until the date finally became fixed on September 12th. After the siege of Vienna and the glorious victory of Sobieski over the Turks, that is the Muslims, in the 12th of September in 1683, the feast was extended to the Universal Church by Innocent XI and assigned to the Sunday after the Nativity of Mary. According to the decree in 1908, whenever this feast cannot be celebrated on its proper Sunday on account of the occurrence of some feast of a higher rank, it still must be kept on the 12th of September, the day in which the victory of Sobieski is commemorated in the Roman Martyrology. In the Ambrosian calendar of Milan, the feast of the Holy Name of Mary is assigned to September 11th. There are several instances of those who call upon Our Lady have defeated her enemies. The naval victory of Lepanto gained by Don John of Austria over the Turkish, that is the Muslim fleet, on the first Sunday of October in 1571, responded wonderfully to the processions made at Rome on that same day by the members of the Rosary Confraternity. History has also taught us that the only way we are going to defeat the heresy of modernism is through Our Lady, who is the conqueress of all heresy. If modernism is the synthesis of all heresies, as Pope St. Pius X tells us, then only through Our Lady, who is the conqueress of all heresies, will this abomination in the sight of God called modernism be brought to an end. On a secular and a political note, as history has shown us, we will never overcome terrorism until the Orthodox Muslim religion is defeated by the hands of Our Lady. Our military alone will never put an end to it. Only Mary, who acts on behalf of God, can do it. And therefore, if our military is ultimately to have success over this pestilence of humanity, the only way that it'll ever happen is by the hands of Our Lady. Therefore, we should entrust our country and our soldiers to her care so that something like September 11th will never happen again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.